to Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up? We are in the building.
Now, Headcrack, what kind of celebrity tea do you have for us today?
Okay, did Orlando Bloom and Ryan Reynolds troll their baby mamas on Mother's Day? We'll let you be the judge.
And we've got another shady Real Housewives of Atlanta reunion report.
Plus, later I sit down and dish with Derek Huff and the rest of the cast of High School Musical, The Series.
Sherry is off, but Heidi and Frank will be joining us a little bit later. But first up, Brett, what you serving, girl?
Girl, it's a major fail for Orlando Bloom, honey. The actor didn't give his fiance Katy Perry fireworks for Mother's Day. So anyway, Orlando posted a photo dressed as a fisherman holding a miniature fan-generated photo of Katy dressed as a mermaid. And he added the caption, "Got myself a real catch, sending love and respect to all the amazing people who have shaped our lives, supported us, and loved us unconditionally. Happy Mother's Day." And Katy Perry was not impressed. She commented, "Baby, please, can you bring me a Bengals spice tea?" Now, Gary, do you think Orlando could have kept this Mother's Day tribute?
No, that was nice. Now, that's what he thought he was happy to present it to. And she acted just like a typical woman here. She should be happy to have a man, first of all, to even give a Mother's Day gift. But I thought that was nice. I feel bad for him.
I love it, too, because if Katy Perry going to do one thing, that's wear a costume. So I'm pretty sure she actually had this mermaid costume on in real life. She loves it, honey. She loved to wear something.
Speaking of Mother's Day celebrations, P. Willie, you had a nice, beautiful Mother's Day shindig at your crib. It looked like there was tons of food, lots of laughter, drinks were flowing, PJ looked amazing. You even took the time to celebrate your abuelita's birthday.
It was. My grandmother's birthday fell on Mother's Day, so we just had to have a big celebration.
Happy birthday, Grandma.
Grandma Iona turned 84 years old.
Now, Portia, now, that was all cute and everything, but I want you to allow me, honey, to direct your attention to Exhibit A. Now, Portia, honey, now, you up here smiling, standing between Dennis and another man, honey. Yes, now, the fans want to know, honey, what's up?
I will say this. I am happy. I am in love with my new love, and I'm excited about it. God is good. My family is amazing. They support me, and I will dish on it a little bit later, Gary. I know you want tea to sip upon. I will have that for you.
Well, y'all, I just would like to tell you guys that I had a great Mother's Day, even though I'm not a mother. I took my baby on a boat, and I had some violinists playing for her, and we had brunch on the boat, and it was beautiful. We went out and just looked at the sky and laid on the top deck of the boat and just relaxed, and we need that, because there's been so many things going on, yo.
But you know what, Brett? I'm sure there was more going on that boat than sipping and watching the sunset, because both of us
rocked the boat, honey. They broke, don't fix it, honey. Just relax and let it float, okay?
All right, moving on to a Mother's Day tribute that got a little TMI. So Ryan Reynolds posted a sweet picture of him and Blake Lively and pinned a tribute on the gram, thanking her for being a beautiful, loving mother to him, etc. Sounds sweet, right?
Yeah.
Okay. When I continue down, he then concluded the tribute by trolling Blake and saying, "Never could I have predicted anonymous airport bathroom sex would lead to this, or how you'd hire Dog the Bounty Hunter to find me. Either way, I'm lucky to reflect a little of the sunshine you shine on all of us. Happy Mother's Day, my love." Oh, Lord have mercy. Wow.
This is classic Ryan Reynolds, and when you read it, I heard it in his voice. Because, like, you know, this is what he's known to do. So, like, I expect nothing less, man. It's fun.
Wait a minute, y'all. Do y'all think one of those kids were conceived in one of them bathrooms, head cracking chewing?
No.
It's totally possible.
Possible. They probably should have named the baby their first baby Delta, or like Southwest Airlines or something.
Little Delta Lena.
Okay, well, speaking of Mother's Day celebrations, Versus came through again with another legendary battle and concert for moms everywhere. Woo-hoo. It was Escape versus SWV. Now, both groups gave major 90s nostalgia and had moms everywhere singing along in their living rooms. Yeah. But I was shocked when I saw my sister Brett pull up and make a surprise appearance on the Escape Side, kicking hilarious from my besties joint, Always Be My Baby.
When you came on the screen, I screamed, man. I was like, yo, Francesca, oh my God. But how did it feel to be on Versus, man?
It just felt good. The energy in the room was good. They weren't like beefing or nothing. Just the songs were great songs from both sides. But I love seeing Escape perform. Can't nobody sing like them girls. They're four lead singers in a group. There's never been that. And they still rock to this day.
Now, Brad, darling, honey, I love the clothes, honey, and the seashells on the outfit that you were wearing. Now, was that outfit Versace inspired?
Versace, and it was not inspired. Okay, I saved the tags for you, Gary.
Where's my tissue?
Why are you crying, Gary? Don't cry, baby.
I have a tissue. Now, y'all, my heart is full, honey, and I'm a bit emotional today, so please forgive me. Now, honey, it was my last shady, y'all, Real Housewives of Atlanta report for a while. Now, season 13, honey, is over, and last night, baby, was the final, honey, part of the reunion. Now, as usual, honey, my darling niece, Miss Portia, her y'all's cousin, honey, stole the show again. Look at this.
She is going to get lipo.
Let's be clear.
She's going to get some lipo with me.
You calling me fat?
No, no, you just can get some lipo.
Everything is because of Portia.
But then...
Yes, mistress.
Right. Can we just say this?
Just taking the show.
Have a seat, guys.
Yes, Miss Nasty 2021, baby, giving beauty queen vibes and all that.
What?
Now, all about you, niece, Miss Portia. Now, the season is over, dear, but anything else you would like to say?
Yeah, I think we should dub this season. Stay out of my draws. Stay out of people's draws.
Yeah, man.
We know, Portia, with Keisha Lance Bottoms not running for another, like, you know, term as mayor of Atlanta, what if Keisha Lance Bottoms joined Real Housewives of Atlanta?
That would be a hell of a shakeup.
She would never.
And it would be wild political.
She would go off.
All right, it's time to check in with Heidi and Frank. Now, Heidi, I hear you got a story about a kid spending almost $3,000 on what?
I know. Can you imagine, Headcrack? But that is exactly what happened to this mom in New York. She woke up a little cold last week, realizing that her four-year-old son, Noah, ordered $2,600 worth of SpongeBob SquarePants popsicles. So a good Samaritan heard of the story and decided to make a GoFundMe to help the mom, Jennifer, recoup some of the money from these popsicles.
Now, this is great. This kid is so cute.
Oh, I know.
You have 51 cases of SpongeBob popsicles. You go outside, and this is a good lesson in being a little entrepreneur, and he can start selling those.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, the GoFundMe page, that's great, and I'll help out the mom, but they could have turned that $2,600 into probably 10 grand. The thing about these popsicles, I've got these popsicles before.
You have?
Yeah, because, you know.
You're such a stoner.
No, not for me, genius. I have children who eat ice cream. And the ice cream truck will come by and they'll have those and they'll be on the outside and, you know, it's a picture of SpongeBob. Like, I want a SpongeBob. And then when you open it up,
I don't know how
soon he put it in the freezer. So it looks like SpongeBob from Chernobyl. But everybody still loves it anyway. So I'm saying, melted, half melted.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
They don't even care. People just love it. It's like, oh my gosh.
It doesn't look like the perfect picture.
It's not really the perfect picture.
It's a little like SpongeBob dumbass.
All right, don't go anywhere. We got more Dish Nation coming up.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, a new magazine cover is stirring up drama, darling. Let me tell you what it is. Lil Uzi Vert and his girlfriend, JT, from the City Girls, are on the cover of Arena Own Plus, and honey, it set off a Twitter beef, okay? Uzi's ex-girlfriend, Brittany Byrd, tweeted a sock emoji. Ooh, I guess she's saying he ain't packing.
What that mean?
Oh, well, this set off a war of words between these two ladies, honey. And we ain't got time to get into all of it, but JT read Brittany for filth, she tweeted. Has nothing to show for that long, pointless relationship. You're not a baby mama, wife, nothing. Move on, animated grasshopper.
She called Geppetto, y'all.
She laid her ass down.
Damn, now, Gary, what you think about JT's clapback?
She just did what she had to do, though, honey. So, hey, but the girl shouldn't have... If I was her, I wouldn't have walked away with a damn baby neither. Because, look, she having problems with it. So, no, she did a great job. So, don't read that girl, honey, and get upset with her because she had problems with him and she left him.
But at the same time, Gary, if you and him are no longer together and I'm now with him and I'm showing off with him, why you got to be talking about his package? Like, don't even remind me that y'all were together like that. You shouldn't even be focused or looking down there, first Facts. Of all.
Or doesn't have a relationship to be happy about. She sound kind of lonely over there.
But I'm not mad with this girl because, girl, I did a thorough examination because, you know, I am the...
Yeah, you did.
But you know what, girl? You know, we always look just to see because you want to see if somebody had beat your time. So I want to see if he beat my time. But, girl, I was like, girl, there was nothing there. I didn't see no indentures, no kind of... you know, usually if the person, honey... Well, anyway, nothing there, girl. I'm going to just leave it at that, girl. It's sad, honey. I feel bad.
Okay, guys, let's go back to the mid-90s and the whirlwind marriage of Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee. And, of course, that included that OG sex tape they made on the yacht on vacation. Y'all remember that? Y'all remember that? Yeah. Well, Lily James and Sebastian Stan play the lovebirds in the upcoming series Pam and Tommy, and Hulu has dropped the first pics from the show, y'all. Lily and Sebastian each showed solo pics of themselves in character, but the best one is the shot of them together. They recreated the iconic pic of Pam biting Tommy's nipple ring. Check it out, y'all.
Oh.
They crushed that.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. You can't even tell the difference between the real one and the actors playing them. They crushed it.
Damn. But what do you think, Portia? Did they pull it off? You feel this new look of Tommy and Pam?
If I didn't know this was for a movie, now the dude don't really look like Tommy to me. But the girl, her jawbone, all of that, her flat cheeks, all of that, her eyes look just like Pam, okay? But did the dude go ahead and get his nipples pierced for real? Because that look like the way she pulling it, that would be real.
Yeah, it looks real.
Those don't look like clip-ons at all.
Brad, now you're an actress. Would you pierce your nipples for a movie, Brad?
Mm. No. I couldn't.
Why not?
Because the nipple is real sensitive. Like, I just couldn't do it. Like,
it make it most sensitive.
Honey, the touch of them things, they rock hard real quick. I don't need nothing else.
I have a nipple tweak.
Brad said you just got to talk to him. All right, if you want to be healthier and get in shape, Head Crack has a special message for you.
Now that the pandemic restrictions are loosening up and we are making our way back into the world, it might be time to do something about that quarantine 15. But don't worry, we have the tools you need to get you back on track. Our good friend AD, the CEO of DHerbs.com, was on recently because their full body cleanse will help you lose the weight and keep it off. Take a look at this.
So the D-Herbs Full Body Cleanse helped me lose 53 pounds.
Wow.
There you go.
53?
Yes, 53 pounds.
So when I was introduced to the Full Body Cleanse, I was like, okay, I not only got off the blood pressure medicine, no longer pre-diabetic, but also I had heartburn and all that, and then lost the weight. I mean, that was, to me, life-changing.
The Full Body Cleanse has helped people lose a ton of weight, sleep better, boost their immune system, and have them feeling better about themselves in so many ways. And right now, get a nice discount at checkout with promo code DISH. Go to dherbs.com, promo code DISH. That's dherbs.com, promo code DISH.
D-D-Dish Nation.
Welcome back. We're gearing up for the season 2 premiere of High School Musical, The Series, and I'm dishing with Derek Hough, Matt Cornett, and Joshua Bassett. It was a good time. Check it out. Man, D, you've been a judge as well as a dancer on Dancing with the Stars. Tell me, man, did any of that help with this show, for this show?
I don't know. I think for me, you know, being a competitor in general, I think I've just been, competing my entire life, honestly. Right. And so stepping into a role where, you know, I'm being a competitive person, you know, with another school or with another person, you know, in this case, Miss Jen, you know, it feels pretty natural.
Yeah, you act, you sing, you dance. Is there anything you actually suck at, bro?
Yeah, definitely. a lot. Cooking. I'm not good at cooking.
So cooking is like a no-go.
Not really. In fact, I started a fire yesterday, literally in my oven last night. I tried cooking something, and there was a legit flame in the oven, smoke everywhere. Yeah, it wasn't good.
So how does one prepare to be a part of this project? Like, you're obviously great dancers, great singers, What do you do? Do you talk to prior or past cast members? Did Zac Efron hit you up and say, hey, this is how you do that? It's kneel, 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 kick, kick, spin? Like, what do you do?
Yeah, so we, you know, everybody definitely chimed in, and like, you know, the Disney family is just always so great, and everyone that worked on our show from Disney was there for the original, so it was just like, it was really cool to just have their mentorship.
I love it. I love that they're like, no, you put your jazz hands up here, not down here.
Literally.
Up here. Which castmate is most likely to be the life of the party?
Joshua.
Josh?
Yeah.
Really?
I don't know.
Wow, really?
The amount of videos that I have of Josh dancing on tabletops, countertops, couches, chairs, anything he can stand on.
Okay, Josh is low-key the maniac of the group. Okay, no,
there's no low-key about it.
He didn't do none of that. He didn't do none of that. I see you. Josh was probably twerking. He was doing some. He was doing the splits. I can already tell. You guys seem like you have legit fun doing the show.
We do. Josh has a big part in playing how the vibe is going to be every day. Every single day when he walks in the set, he's got a speaker and plays a song to start the day.
It has to get stuck in their head. If it gets stuck in their head and they're singing like a happy song, then I did my job right, you know?
What's a happy song that you can get stuck in our head right now to end this interview?
I love Jackson 5. Blaming on the boogie.
Blaming on the boogie. Give me your jacket. Though. I'm going to do a whole routine right now.
Right, I got you.
You should be in the show, bro. What are we doing?
Get me a triple XL, bro, because I'm husky. Rock the jacket. I'll be good, baby. I'll be good, ready to go. So you guys are amazing. You guys kick ass. Thank you so much for your time. And keep rocking out, man.
Thank you, dude. Appreciate it. You're the best. Thanks.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms. At Dish Nation. We'll see you there. Dish
Nation. Well, Atlanta talked about the Real Housewives earlier. I want to move on to the Real House Husbands.
Is that a real thing?
Well, there's a video shows the Real House Husbands of New Jersey. They want to join in the fun. The wives always get to have the fun, so the husbands want to join in the fun. And the Real House Husbands video that showed the men of the Real Housewives of New Jersey coming up with their own creative tagline.
Okay.
They wanted to get in on the fun. Take a look.
I don't know how the other men rank, but remember, there's a reason they call me Big Frank.
I always wear the pants, even if my wife picks out the shirt.
I'm the only bill my wife is responsible for.
The one that I liked the most was actually from Bill. I'm the only bill my wife's responsible for. That is big game balling right
there,
Bill.
That is my favorite, too.
That's the best line.
All right, so Real House Husband there of Woodland Hills.
Calabasas.
Calabasas. Oh, my bad. I'm so sorry. What would yours be?
These guys didn't write their own lines. There's writers. So what would you write for me?
Oh, my God, Frank. Oh, okay. Would have to do something with marijuana, probably. Nah, may not be able to make your bedrock, but I am stoned.
There you go. All right.
I don't know.
It looks like a penis and we smell it.
Don't worry, it's small. It's also short.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.